When the Trump administration released its budget, it included $200 million in cuts to the SNAP program. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as food stamps. In its place, they included a proposal to distribute once a month harvest boxes filled with prepackaged canned and dried goods to families. But these commodity boxes aren't seen as a positive change within grocery store groups or food banking circles. And to explain further, we're joined now by Angie Rogers, president and CEO of the Association of Arizona Food Banks. Angie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what are some of the reasons that some groups are against this idea, both on a personal health level and a neighborhood level?
Well, I think we want to start with what we're doing right here in Arizona is I believe we're moving in a different direction. We have recognized that Arizona is a very agriculture-rich community. We have a significant amount of partnership with our ag producers right here in the state. This last 6 months, we've moved more than 14 million pounds of fresh produce across our network of 5 food banks and 1,000 agency partners. That's more than a 50% increase than we did last year. We're just definitely moving in a different direction to provide our clients more fresh choices, maybe some better choices to give them greater access to healthy foods.
So is it what's in the box that is the concern for you?
I think that's concerning. I think the other thing that's concerning for us is that we are trying to increase our agency's capacity to be able to deliver fresh produce and to be able to meet consumers' need and access issues. The governor's recognized this. He's been able to appropriate $1 million in his budget this next coming year to be able to help our network be able to store and refrigerate and transport all of this fresh produce. So we believe, again, we're just going in a different direction, and the governor has recognized that.
Right. The USDA says that this box, the harvest box, would be filled with equal nutritional value as what SNAP offers. So is that different than what Arizona is going in, that than the direction that Arizona is going in, like you said?
Yeah, I think it could be. I think the biggest point is we don't know enough. This was one conversation or one speech that we heard from the president. So there's a significant lack of detail on what we see here. Obviously, top level, we're concerned about the cuts to SNAP program. We have an incredibly successful partnership, public-private partnership, with about 4,000 grocery stores here in Arizona. Obviously, this would be disruptive to that. We're concerned about that. We want to know more about what direction that could take. Mm-hmm. We don't feel that right now our network has the resources to be able to manage an influx of additional produce if the thought is that this is going to be relied upon by food banks. Again, right. We haven't had those conversations, so we don't know, but we definitely are concerned.
Yeah, you mentioned grocery stores there. How much does the SNAP program support local grocery stores, especially in low-income areas or in rural areas?
Well, in Arizona, again, just because you're thinking about the dollars that are allocated to families and then spent in grocery stores, that helps support grocery stores so they can pay cashiers and other things. So it's about $2.4 billion into local economies every year.
Wow, that is a lot.
It's
so
pretty significant.
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to talk about is just this idea of, I mentioned rural areas where, so if there is a grocery store there, obviously that money would go to support that store. But if there isn't one, is this a better option to have a food box for those families that need it?
Well, as I mentioned, there's 4,000 grocery stores or so that participate in the SNAP program here in Arizona. Our network is only about 1,000 food banks. So if you're in a rural community that doesn't have access to a grocery store, it's hard to tell whether or not there would also be a food bank that would be able to support you in rural communities. So we're definitely concerned about rurality. We're also concerned about seniors. The budget proposal calls for the elimination of a commodities program for seniors. We know that there are other cuts to other programs, housing and other things, that exempt seniors and the disabled from those cuts. Mm-hmm. We believe, obviously, going after a senior serving program, which serves about 13,000 low-income seniors in Arizona each month, is the wrong way to go.
All right. Angie Rogers is the president and CEO of the Association of Arizona Food Banks. Angie, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.